This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The Washtenaw County Public Health Department yesterday reported there had been 58 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 since Friday. There have been no new coronavirus deaths in Washtenaw County since August 19th. Now, these appear to be numbers trending in the right direction, but Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, says the U.S. needs to, and I quote here, hunker down and get through this fall and winter because it's not going to be easy, end quote. Play those sentiments against a backdrop of on-campus classes at the University of Michigan and in-person classes set to start at EMU next Monday. We're not sure what the fall and winter will look like. On the other end of our phone line is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. And thank you for joining us again today, Susan.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Am I being presumptuous by saying Washtenaw County is trending in the right direction right now?
Well, things are certainly, you know, look down from what they have been. I think there continues to be a lot of unknowns. We are seeing cases related primarily to younger people, younger adults. So that's a clear indication that the virus is still circulating. But a couple of key things have changed. We're not seeing the hospitalization rates and deaths the way we were. And there's likely multiple reasons for that, that we're talking about younger people, that treatment has improved somewhat and testing has expanded. But certainly there's still concerns that the continuing virus circulation among younger people is going to expose more vulnerable people. And certainly deaths and hospitalizations aren't gone completely. So not as bad as it was early on in terms of those indicators, but definitely still clear indication the virus is circulating, and that's reason for concern.
Well, and certainly on the better news front, as you mentioned, most of the new cases are in college-aged student range, but the number of cases at U of M and EMU are not what we're seeing at other institutions like Michigan State and Ferris State, where there are significant outbreaks.
Correct. I mean, we're definitely seeing cases, and we're just not seeing the explosions of cases yet. And that could be simply a factor of timing. Some of those other institutions you mentioned have been together a little bit longer. So it's possible we're just lagging a week or two behind them, and we'll see that. The other possibility is certainly that we're managing to use those public health prevention measures to really slow the spread. In other words, we're still seeing spread. We're just not seeing rapid spread and super spreader type events yet. So we're watching that carefully and preparing for the worst, as it were.
Right. Well, the state of Michigan has made available a dashboard showing COVID-19 outbreaks by school, from universities and colleges right down to elementary schools. It's a great service to the public, who most certainly want to monitor and know if there's a problem where their children go to school, but it's not a be-all, end-all information resource, right?
No, absolutely not. And it really shouldn't be viewed as a notification system. So by the time something makes it to that dashboard, that means that we as the local public health department are aware of it and are responding. And that means we're reaching out, investigating the case, contacting anyone directly impacted, as is the institution, the school. So it shouldn't be the place that you're hearing about it if you're directly involved, if that makes sense. It's not a rapid notification system. However, it is kind of an indication and a way of being transparent about what we're seeing, particularly in schools and specific types of settings.
We're talking with Susan Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. Well, gyms and athletic facilities have now been open again, albeit on a much more limited basis. Nonetheless, there will be small congregations of people gathering. Is that, too, part of the concern the folks in the health department have, or are you comfortable with the reopening of that part of the business community?
Well, certainly that's been a while in coming, and I know a lot of people are anxious to get back into gyms and school athletics. We're, you know, ready to move forward, as it were. I would say from an infection standpoint, we still have some concerns about that exercising and that heavy breathing in indoor spaces. But again, hopefully if the measures that are in place to both reduce the number of people in an area, have good spacing, and wear face coverings will prevent transmission in those settings. And that's certainly something, again, we're preparing for the worst and watching closely.
And part of how you prepare for the worst is to make sure that testing is accessible. And over the past several months, the health department has held a number of pop-up testing events. And with the slow but continuing reopening of the economy, it's a great idea to continue making testing more accessible. When is the next pop-up testing event?
Yes. One of the things that we've been trying to do is offer as frequently as we can with state and National Guard support free testing events. So nobody has to worry about insurance, and we can do a large volume of folks. And so the next one is coming up this Saturday, the 19th, and that's going to be at our Ypsilanti office location. And the best way to enter the facility is going to be using the 22 Center Street Ypsilanti address and enter from Michigan Avenue. And we will have that testing set up in our public parking lot. Going to be for anyone with or without symptoms. You don't need insurance, as I mentioned. We do prefer that folks register, and that's going to help us, you know, prepare for the volume and spread out the flow, as it were. And you can find that information on our social media or on our website at washtenaw.org/COVID-19.
And then there's going to be another on Saturday, September 26th at the Whitaker branch of the Ypsilanti District Library, and I assume it will be a very similar process for the free testing.
Correct. It'll be exactly the same. And actually, I should mention the hours for both of those events are also the same. It's going to be 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in that sort of drive-through walk-up process that folks have gotten probably pretty used to at this point.
Once those cases are discovered, of course, you're tasked with conducting contact tracing, which is essential to preventing further spread of coronavirus. How efficient would you say that process has become locally?
Well, it always depends a little bit on how easy it is to reach people and how willing folks are to, you know, give us the information that's needed to do the follow-up and to follow the guidance they're provided. And overall, that works pretty well. I would say we have very few incidents overall where people really aren't willing to participate in that. But the way it works is we get that positive lab result. And then we talk to the folks that have actually tested positive, make sure they're getting treatment if needed, and provide them instruction about how long they do or don't need to stay away from other folks, and then talk to them about anybody that they've had that close contact with, so that prolonged face-to-face contact for more than 15 minutes. And then we also contact those folks to alert them to the exposure and provide guidance on isolation and quarantine. And that process is really a standard procedure that we've used in public health for decades to identify folks with serious, potentially serious infectious disease, and to alert those that are exposed, and in that way limit the spread and the additional cases that come out of that situation.
Once again, it's WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia. The County Board of Commissioners, Susan, passed a new budget for the health department with an additional $800,000 to help cover the ongoing costs of the COVID-19 response. Does that even begin to cover it, or do you anticipate much greater financial need moving forward?
Well, unfortunately, public health, if folks are very familiar, is one of those public services that's just vastly underfunded and has been for a long time. So it makes it difficult to respond to things that come up like this. I would say, you know, that additional funding that's been spent or is being spent on really this contact tracing process and on the additional staffing required to keep that going forward. So beyond this current fiscal year, certainly we have, you know, lots of concerns about how long this effort is going to keep going and what the impact is on our other services, you know, many of which are very limited at this time or just not happening. So certainly it's good news that we have some of those resources and then kind of move forward at this point. But there's still a lot of impact, shall we say, on both our ability to respond and on other types of services.
So one of the issues I get really concerned about is all of you working in the health department, in the hospitals, other healthcare facilities, coronavirus around the clock, unending and unrelenting problem. We're heading into our seventh month, and while it isn't as bad now, it could get that way again. And the responsibilities, as you mentioned, don't end with COVID-19. There's so much more all of you do. So on a very personal note, in our last minute together, how are you all holding up?
That's a good question, and I'd say it's getting harder and harder to answer that question. Many of us are pretty tired and worried, not only about keeping the pace that we're doing now, but on, you know, what's coming next, because hopefully a vaccine is coming. We also have concerns about other things happening, like Tripoli. There's been cases among horses reported, and that's a concern. So, we're hanging in there, but certainly it's not ideal to keep working at this level. And I personally have concerns about, you know, our personal ability to do that, as well as my colleagues' ability to do that. So continuing to try to figure out ways to make sure that we can balance that work and keep our staff healthy.
I wish I could all give you a break. I can't, but I sure do appreciate all that you're doing. So thanks to all of you.
Thank you, and take care.
That is Susan Cerniglia. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.